If you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me in the studio today is Sue Parsons. She's the branch librarian at the Arcata Library. And today we're going to talk about the summer reading program, Reading by Design. Sue, welcome.
Thank you.
So I understand you're pretty new to this community or new to this post as a branch librarian. How long have you been around?
I came in January, so almost 6 months.
Okay. And from where?
Chicago area.
Oh, So it's a whole new world for you here.
It is.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So what do you bring to the table as the new branch librarian for the Arcata Library?
I think my strength is multi-generational programming.
Okay.
We've doubled programming at the library, and our attendance is doubling. We have a little bit of something for everybody.
Okay.
From babies to adults.
Oh, sounds great. So this year, it's our annual summer reading program. Tell me about this theme, Reading by Design.
This is an iRead theme. iRead is an organization out of Illinois, actually, that provides templates and ideas and themes and prizes for national libraries to have their summer reading. Not everybody needs to invent the wheel. So Reading by Design is focusing on building, art, sculpture. Our construction site at the library is part of the Reading by Design. People are encouraged to bring a canned good and then use the cans as building blocks to build towers or balancing sculptures. It's pretty amazing what's happened so far. And actually, the cans are going quickly. People are hungry, and they'll come by and they'll see the construction site where children can play, but then people do take food because they need food.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you come to the library, bring a canned good.
And leave a can. And if you need one, take one.
Yes.
That's
an altruistic program.
Yeah, beautiful marriage. Speaking of building, there's a book here you have on display that talks about that. Tell me about this Dreaming Up book.
It's a fabulous book, Dreaming Up, about a series of architects around the world who built buildings based on their experiences in childhood of building sandcastles or using Legos, building forts with blankets, cards, and they show how, for example, falling water is an outcome of Frank Lloyd Wright's playing with blocks.
Wow. And it shows how these young inventors or young architects grow up to have an impact in the world.
Yes.
And I think that's also a display of the impact of reading at young formative years, how it can impact us as adults if we begin that reading cycle. So tell me a little bit about the impact of reading at an early age and how it can shape and form us as we grow.
Well, certainly libraries are playing a pivotal role in literacy in the United States and around the world. And literacy in the library today is not a quiet, hush, sit and read a classic, necessarily.
Okay.
Classics are great. Libraries today should be a source of joy and playful exploration of ideas, of going anywhere and being anybody in a book, which is the miracle of books. For example, this Dreaming Up, the miracle of this book is that those now adults were children who had good educations in literacy and math and went on to use those skills mixed with their imagination to create.
Wow.
And that's the goal of Reading by Design.
So does that mean that you're not one of those librarians then?
No, I'm not. I don't like raucousness in libraries, but libraries should be creative, generative, alive, transparent, open, democratic places. They are a fine institution in our country, always have been. Thank you, Benjamin Franklin. Mm. The library should be open to all, respected by all, valued by all, and supported by all.
And the summer reading program is an indication of that. Can you give me a few examples of some of the events that will take place during the summer?
Yes, we have everything from Rockabye Baby for wee ones, where we'll be singing Rockabye You High, Rockabye You Low, rockabye you close, rockabye you slow. So there'll be music, there'll be beat, there'll be walking and rhyme, which are the building blocks for speech. There's bonding that's going on between caregivers and babies at the same time. And then we'll move on to tween book groups. We're reading a book called Sunnyside Up for grades 4, 5, 6, kind of on the cusp, not children, young children, but not teens yet. So that's called a tween book group. That's coming up on June 28th. And there are several books at the library for children to come and pick up if they'd like to be a part of the tween book group. There's an adult book group. We're reading Barbarian Days, A Surfing Life by William Finnegan. And that is happening tonight, that discussion, at 6:30. That novel idea book group meets the fourth Thursday of every month at 6:30. There are a library bingo activity and reading logs for all ages, for babies, children, teens, and adults. They have wonderful, whimsical things like write a haiku for adults or take a book on a picnic for children. But on the back, you can still keep track of books and titles that you've read. But I really encourage parents to track children's daily regular reading, because the Pew Research Center has done research about children who read during the summertime, and they have discovered that children who do read in the summer do not slide backwards. They don't regress as much as children who do not read in the summer. So libraries play a pivotal role in keeping literacy up in the summer.
Retention is important of reading habits.
And reading together.
Yes, yes.
Reading is an emotional thing. A library isn't anything. A book isn't anything unless you have an emotion attached to it, unless you people make a library.
Ah.
So you don't get your locks.
You don't need a Kindle. Maybe just old traditional page.
I know. Just another way to receive story.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are almost out of time. If you can tell us how long this summer reading program runs and where we can find more information.
Yes, it runs now. Our kickoff is Friday, tomorrow, at 3:30 at the Arcata Library with Dale Lorzo's magic show, and we'll have crafts and design and that's a wonderful paid performer. So please come at 3:30 tomorrow. And it ends, the summer reading program ends August 12th. There's no rush to the finish line. It's a time to savor reading, savor stories, enjoy them with each other, come to our book groups. We have a tween book group. And all of this information can be found on our website, humlib.org, or also on our Facebook page, the Arcata Library Facebook page. It's all there. And you can always call the library and come and visit.
What's the number there?
707-822-5954.
And I know we have just about a minute left. I know there has been for years defunding of libraries. I'm coming from Los Angeles, and actually my first job was as a library page. Mm-hmm. I remember there was a time that they started closing libraries down completely or shortening the hours. Are we facing anything like that locally, and what are the hours?
Our libraries need support. And they need a modern way of funding. We need to update how libraries are funded, and our Board of Supervisors is looking into that for Humboldt County, because our formula, as I understand it, for funding libraries has not changed since 1978. So it's time to revisit and make sure our libraries are strong.
So what are your open hours?
We're open. We are closed Sundays, Mondays. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wednesday and Saturday, we're open 10 to 5. Tuesday, we're open 12 to 5, and Friday, 12 to 5. And Thursday is our one evening. We're open 12 to 8.
Okay. That sounds pretty much like my schedule in Los Angeles back 32 years ago. So consistency, that's great. Well, Sue, thank you for all that you do in our community. Welcome to our community. And
thank you.
Take time to read a book. Thank you.
Thank you.